Good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM and EAM. It's Thursday morning, and everybody needs to hear the Word of God on Thursday. My name is Mike Campbell. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a good day to hear the Word of God.
That's right. It sure is.
That's right.
And every day is a good day to hear the Word of God. The Word can change your life and destiny if you will allow it.
That's right.
The engrafted, the ingrained.
That's right. And we talk about renewing our mind all the time. Replacing your human thoughts with the Word of God. And we're talking about this week, we're talking about concerning the coming of the Lord. And with everything going on in the world, all the craziness going on, we are talking about concerning the coming of the Lord, because people are having these questions about the coming of the Lord. Are these signs, you know, that it's near?
Okay.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
Yes, we are. Now, he says over here in 2 Thessalonians 2, he says, now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a reference to the Antichrist or to the son of perdition. But notice it says, and you know what is restraining. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work in the earth. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday. We said it couldn't be the Holy Spirit, because he has to be here in order for people to get saved as part of his ministry and his work now until the end of the age. Remember what Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. Well, the better way to transcribe that or to interpret that is to the end of the age. Well, when is the end of the age? With the new heavens and the new earth. All right. That's going to be the end of this age, the Holy Spirit, the age of the Holy Spirit. So what's interesting is we had we've gone through several phases, and now we're here at this one. And it's important that we are the ones. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. Jesus has already left. So we're left with the church, mm-hmm. the one who's empowered. Jesus said all authority in Matthew 28. He said all authority has been given unto me, and he gave it to us. And he said to go into all the world and make disciples. Right. And then I like Matthew 10:7, where he says, go and preach, and proclaim the gospel. And they said, lay hands on the sick or heal the sick and cast out devils and all those things. He said, freely you have received, so freely give. So that's our commission until Jesus returns. But here's the thing. We are restraining and holding back. That's what the word restrain means, to hold back the darkness. And over the last 4 years, we've seen a lot of darkness come in. And I believe God was revealing to us, honey, mm-hmm. Our job as the church.
Right.
He let us take a look at what can happen mm-hmm. if we don't do our job. I think we've kind of been somewhat asleep, possibly. I'm talking about the church as a whole.
You know, we talk about the last, you know, two or three decades, we've been going to sleep. We've been allowing things in because people believe we're not supposed to be, you know, right smack in the middle of conflict or controversy or, you know, and yes, we need to be on our knees praying, but we also need to be vocal. We need to be clear about what the church believes and what we agree on. And so over the last few decades, it's been creeping in. And in the last 4 to 10 years, we have seen a side of darkness that has made everybody wake up and realize that the church needs to take its rightful place in holding back the darkness. And that's what we're called to do.
This last election, they said 70% of America thinks the country's going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was headed toward the woke movement, or literally toward lawlessness. Now, listen to what he says here. He says, and when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. All right. We know there's a day coming where he's going to be taken out of the way by Jesus. Mm-hmm. It says the coming of the lawless one. Now, listen to this, is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception. Notice unrighteous deception. We're trying there. What's trying to happen here is darkness is trying to confuse people. You know, the word says we were born. He made them male and he made them female. But now if we can get people to lose their identity in Christ, then they can lose sight of the fact that the word of God is true. And look at what he says. He says, unrighteous deception among those who perish. Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth. that they might be saved.
I like that, the love of the truth.
They've refused to receive the love of the truth. Have you noticed what a division there is in our country right now? Have you noticed that there's a definite line between right and wrong? And you and I, as believers, need to understand that we are the restraining power that's holding back the darkness. Mm-hmm. And we need to accept our job, and we need to do what God has called us to do.
That's right.
Now, that's the most important thing that we're going to do. And then over in 1 Thessalonians 5, he says, "But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you." I love that. Concerning the times and the seasons.
Like they already knew, but he's just going to go over it again. Right. And I like that. We believers who already know this need to be standing firm in what we believe. Yeah.
And surely you can see that we're in the season of his appearing.
That's right.
In fact, they asked Jesus about this in Matthew 24:3. Mm-hmm. And he says, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came privately saying, "Tell us when all these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of your age." Now,
This
is not talking about the rapture of the church. We're on the prefaces of the catching away of the church. Because remember in 2 Thessalonians, it says, "He that restrains has to be taken out of the way." All right? And that's the church. And we've never seen the righteous go through the judgments of God. But now listen to me. Some of you are convinced we're going to go all the way through. And you claim to be Christian, and now I believe you. I believe you're born again. And so I'm going to tell you, let your faith be as it is unto you. You go all the way. But I want to get out of here when the Lord comes and says it's time for the church to be moved out of the way. And so Jesus begins to answer this, and he says, and Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." We're in the time of the great apostasy, the falling away, the deception of even the righteous. That's where we are. Notice the work of Satan was deception. All right. It's what it is. It's the only thing he can do. He deceives the nations. And so that's where we're at right now. He says, "For many will come in my name saying I am Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars." Now, listen, he says you'll hear these things. Well, we got two major wars going right now, do we not?
Yes, we do.
We have one where? In Israel?
We have one in Israel over the Gaza area, yeah. And then we have Russia and Ukraine
going on.
And both of those are starting to bring in other countries.
That's right. And this doesn't count all the other skirmishes that are going on around the world between tribes inside of countries. Mm-hmm. Civil wars, what we typically would call that thing. And he says, "And you will hear the wars and rumors of wars." Mm-hmm. "See that you're not troubled." He said, don't be troubled by this. See, we got people say, "Oh, God." Yeah.
They're wringing their hands. What are we going to do?
"Do not be troubled by this. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So while all these things are going on, it doesn't signal the end. All right. And he says, "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." That's where we are on the map, the beginning of sorrows. But the church is withholding the darkness. You and I have the power. We have the authority. Didn't he say that in Luke, 9? He said, "Behold, I give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy."
Right.
So we're holding back the darkness. We're the ones that need to be praying. We need to quit our complaining ways and start getting back into our praying ways. You know, Jada, the last 2 years, people noticed how they didn't like what was going on in the country. Mm-hmm. And I believe the church started praying. Look at all the different prayer times that were called by different ones. Mm-hmm. To pray for the nation, to pray for the election, mm-hmm. and to pray for unity.
Right.
Because
pray that our nation repent for what we've allowed inside of our country, praying for repentance, as the word says, and that we will, as a nation, continue to be blessed because we were founded on biblical principles.
Yeah.
And we want to go back to that. And that's where these prayers were going.
And then in 9 of Matthew 24, it says, "And then we'll be delivered up to tribulation to kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake." Now, that's a reference to Israel, as well as the righteous. People hate us. They hate righteousness. They just hate it. They want us to agree with them. When we refuse to agree, then they want to be totally opposed. vehemently opposed.
Vehemently opposed.
I don't even know what that means, but I guess that's rigorously.
Hotly opposed.
Yeah.
Strenuously opposed.
And then listen to the next line, because this line catches a lot of us, right? And then many will be offended, all right?
We'll
and betray one another and will hate one another. This is happening in the church. I've never seen a time where we've had people, it's like, Jada, they're on edge waiting to be offended. Just waiting to be offended.
Waiting to be offended. And, right. You know, we've not been called to be offended.
Yeah.
We've been called to not be troubled. We've been called to walk in a supernatural peace. We've been called to walk in righteousness. We've been called to stand up for what we believe and that people know what we believe. You know, just like you said, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's quote that you quoted earlier this week was, you know, your righteousness, your way of life should make unbelievers question their unbelief.
Their disbelief in
right.
God.
That's right. That's not word for word, but that's basically what he's meaning is that your life. Now, if your life doesn't look any different than anybody else's, if you're so ingrained in the culture that you don't look any differently or you don't act any differently than your unbelieving neighbor, then you're not showing people the way of truth. You're not showing people that there is a way to live in light and to live in love above everything that's going on around us.
Yeah. And so he goes on to say right here, they'll deliver you up tribulation, kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my namesake. And then many will be offended and will be betrayed by one another, will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. We're seeing that. A lot of false prophecy going on. People prophesying out of their own spirit. All right.
But
we're trying to make
the
Old Testament prophet be a New Testament thing, and it doesn't work. And because lawlessness will abide, notice that, because lawlessness is everywhere, it will abound. The love of many will grow cold. Now, let me just stop real quick and say this because I need to wrap this up. Here's the thing. Peter said of Lot, he said he vexed his righteous soul, his mind, will, and emotions, hearing and seeing the deeds which were going on around him. The lawless deeds are vexing us, and they're causing us, according to this, they're causing us, it says lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold. All right. But now then notice, let's end with this. And then Jade is going to read a verse out of Revelation 3. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. So Jesus gives us some insight on things that are going to go on before the end. But notice, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, Jade, read that in
Revelation 3:3 says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
All right. So notice that when you're not repenting, you're not paying attention to the signs of the time. You're not obeying the word of God. And then is when God comes as a thief in the night.
That's right. And then it says in Revelation 6:15, the follow-up, behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. In other words, keeps his things ready to go, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Right.
So
he keeps his garments spotless. He keeps himself walking in righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Jesus dropped some bombs along the way to tell us what to be looking for, all right, concerning the coming of the Lord. And you and I can know about these things and be fully, fully
we basically
prepared.
Need to.
I like that verse, Jada. Yes. What is that, Revelation 16:15? Read it again.
Behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And I think we need to be found loving people unconditionally, choosing to not to be offended, choosing to stand up for what we believe. These are the things that we need to be found doing when he comes.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, he said he'll come as a thief, but only to those who are not watching.
That's right.
Father, I pray for every person that's watching this, and I pray they'll be strengthened in their inner man. They'll stand firm. And Father, they will endure to the end, and they shall be saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, we want to say, too, that we are in the Atomic Coffee Shop in Fargo, North Dakota. If you're ever in Fargo, check it out. Atomic Coffee. It's a great place. They gave us this meeting room in the back so that we could do our broadcasts. Just make sure that you click your share, like, and follow button down here. We are PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure also, if you're on YouTube, that you subscribe now so you can follow what we are doing in the world.
All right. Hey, be sure and join us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, as we wrap up this week concerning the coming of the Lord on PM and the AM. God bless everybody.
God bless.